Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Purple Wave Auction will sell farm equipment on Wednesday, March 17th. Bid now on tractors, grain trailers, planters, semi-trucks, header trailers, corn heads, and more. All items will sell to the highest bidder regardless of price on Wednesday, March 17th. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Well, strength permeated through the livestock complex yesterday with follow-through buying interest in cattle. One would like to say that a bottom has been established and futures will trend back higher again, but that may be wishful thinking. Technically, futures stopped at the 20-day moving average, possibly indicating a level of significant resistance. The market may not be in a position to trend higher if there is no support from higher cash. Hog futures began the day lower but overcame initial selling pressure to push higher as the day progressed. Prices again closed higher on the National Direct Hog Report, indicating the desire of packers to aggressively purchase hogs. July and later contracts continue to make new highs, which should underpin the market. Now moving over to the grains, higher wheat prices overnight as all three exchanges attempt to claw back part of yesterday's losses. The strength in the U.S. dollar index seems to be the biggest headwind for wheat of all the ag markets. While obvious now, trends have been decidedly lower since putting in the highs on February 24th. Although February lows have yet to be challenged, like so many contracts in the ag space, traders seem to be waiting for fresh fundamental inputs before committing to the next leg higher or lower. Well, weaker corn prices overnight as futures give back yesterday's meager gains ahead of the March WASDE report. The follow-through selling overnight doesn't seem too surprising given the disappointing nature of trade yesterday. The sharply higher Sunday night gains could not be held, although prices were able to close higher and well off session lows. The choppy nature of trade seems to be suggesting indecision by market participants, possibly waiting answers from the USDA later this morning. Firmer trade in soybeans and soybean oil overnight, with the latter making a run at contract highs once again. In similar fashion to corn, Monday's trade was actually somewhat disappointing, considering the sporty gains featured early Sunday evening, but the inability to hold gains into the close. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Well, April live cattle up 32 cents yesterday, 119.35. June up 115, 119.15. March feeder cattle up 75 cents, 135.35. April up 65, 139.67. April hogs up 12 cents, 87.30. May up 20 cents, 89.67. Kansas City wheat, May up and down 4.5, 621.75. July down 4.25, 627.5. Chicago wheat, May down 6.5, 646.5. July down 2.75, 640.5. May corn up 1.5, 547. July up 2 cents at 536. May soybeans up 3.75 at 1433.75. July's up 4.5 cents at 1418.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.